Shivas, everybody.
Baruch Hashem.
Okay, we're holding, I think, Leimosif, Moisif Yosef, Berach. We did Sarara pretty much. Mm-hmm. And we spoke about Sarara, that somebody makes himself to a Makabel, mm-hmm. I think. We saw the Rambam, the Gitshmei Avachmei, that the person, as it did a big hike before he falls down, and then the Yeshchoy Ladash, the Rabbonis Kaveres Baleo, because a person gets a Chiyus Vikim Hashem Yisbarach. Just 1 minute, hold 1 second, sorry. I was waiting for a call from Antis Roller, wasn't it? Okay. Now, the Rabbonus Kaveris Baleho, because a person has to become a Nichna and to be Mekabash Baruch Makarish Baruch Hu, Kibbul HaChayim. Chayim is something a person has an ongoing matzah be Mekabul. And Bemela, if he's not Mekabul from Hashem is Baruch, that's where you have the Rabbonus is somebody who feels he no longer needs Hashpah. He's Batsim kind of being motivated himself, like he says, and therefore the Pikhan Ruel Achius and so on. That's Adkan pretty much where we're holding. Umashamad like Moisiv Yosef. It says that somebody who's not Marbe in Torah, he dies below Itoi. So what's the kesha with what he said before about Rabbanis? Katera have Chasbara. Kadea Torah Shola Odom Hadvekus by Yisbarach. Through Torah, a person gets the vehicle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koshu Ba'an Hazeh, B'Mekoymoy, V'Arichus. Olefikach Neman, the Torah, Ki Chayech, V'Arich Yamecha. Let's talk about this Nekuda also a little bit, even though it seems obvious and seems the type of thing everybody says, but the Maal is adding a big nature. Any time somebody is L'Moshel, let's say any time somebody is misbattled, let's say somebody's teaching something, and I'm going to learn from somebody what his ideas are about life, about this, about that. There is, first of all, automatically a sense of chaser. I'm a chaser because I don't have what it takes to be myself. I need to understand from you. I'm trying to learn a pshat in your words. That's one knetch. And the second knetch is there is a hashpah from you. So if I'm going to study by Rav Pliny, there is a siyachsus that I need something from Rav Pliny, a hemshach to my kim and my chiyus, and I need to understand it and so on. In the world of mitzvahs are, in a certain sense, a roundabout way of Ashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person shakes a little of an esrik, it's a ma'is avoida, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he creates, therefore, a certain kibbul in himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia through that. So the little of an esrik itself is not a Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The little of an esrik itself is a ma'isa through which there could be shayra Ashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is good. Torah is the pshat is the etzem hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say in this matzif? In other words, what is the right thing to do and so on? That type of inyan is be etzem. The person, it makes connections with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu, and it also is, in a much sharper sense, a hemshech of chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we define chiyus, that chiyus requires a newness each time. L'mashal, if a person, a rack exists because it always existed. And unless something destroys the rack continues being a rack. A living being always needs a siba why he's living now. Every minute has a new siba. He burnt energy, the plant synthesized certain materials it needed, it nourished all the cells. If there is no ongoing process, a plant and a human being needs to ask up, why am I still living? Torah is mitzad de etzem Talmud Torah, not just mitzad de pel yetzir, the schar, the zveikzom, but mitzad de etzem Talmud Torah, there is a sense of chiyus. There's a sense of ongoing hashpah that exists over there. And then you have Dafka over here. So he says, that's why Torah is called Chech Vech Mechva. Torah b'shul zeh hefech zor legamri. Ka Torah etzem achayim. O lefikuch mandali moistiv yosef. O leyolef tol achayiv. In other words, pirushim, enei moistiv zol meteru yosef min oylam. Kolei mesh meis kodem zmane. Because unless a person, like we said before, even if a person is programmed mitzad the guf, this is a guf that should live X amount of time. So a rack l'moshel that I'm a shayer, it could sit there. If I build a house and I say it's built strong enough to last 100 years, if it doesn't last 100 years, I have a kasha, why not? If a person is built to last 100 years, but he doesn't eat right, doesn't sleep right, doesn't do whatever he's supposed to do, then it's not a kasha. You told me it's guaranteed for 100 years. The person didn't do, it's guaranteed under certain circumstances. So he adds another knesh that the reason why Torah is death and chiyus is because Torah is kuloi and not chamri, kulo sichli, and when a person is moisif in Talmud Torah, he's moisif chiyus to himself. So the first thing is the person himself, one can call it a hamshachas of chiyus, because if chiyus is defined the chelik of the Adam that's not chamri, this is the chelik of ruchni. Begam, shall the atayra yesh le dvekes by yisparach mishbanu zah bekam mekoymois. Ki lo yis atayra lo yilo de malchoy me dvekes by yisparach. In other words, this is really, the Rambam says this, kemat mefurish, and it's a nekuda Rambam says a lot of times in Moira. When we're talking about dvekes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dvekes requires a co-joining of two inyanim. So, with a person, I can hold a person's hand, and that's a certain element of being dovek to the person. I can glue a piece of wood to a piece of wood, and that's being dovek to it. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there isn't anything physical that in any sense can affect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not even regish in that sense. The feeling that we have that of simcha, of av, of chvivas, all these feelings are also not the etzem ruchnias. The only thing that we can translate to something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is of the same nature is Torah. Because, in other words, no matter how different the sugya is in Mesifta Rekia or Mesifta, it's still the same one. Muslim Adavadayma, let's explain it with a mashal so we understand what we're talking about. When I have a philosophical idea and I try to translate it to a kid, it doesn't go. Let's say I take math. So 2 and 2 equals 4 To me, I can think of it pretty abstract. To a kid of a certain age, I take two racks and two racks, and then we count the racks again. And the kid dehears it in a very physical way, but he dehears the same nekuda I'm dehearing. Using the same system, 4 and 2 will give him the same answer as 4 and 2 gives me. And it makes math, no matter how much I translate it down, as long as the mahalach is emes, it's emes on all levels. So 2 and 2 children will be 4 kids in a room, and 2 and 2 hours will be 4 hours. It makes no difference what mitzias it's a slavish in, it stays the same. Of the Torah is the pshat, when it comes to us, it's mislabish, negoyim, and aholos. But the mahalach is the same all the way to the top. And that's why it's shayach for a person to be dovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world of Talmud Torah, which you can't have in other yam. Because Talmud Torah is the only inyan that has this nekuda to it. And the Rambam also, when we speak about avat Hashem, no direct ahavat Hashem. It's not like people, when we both like each other, we say we have ava. He says the ahavat Hashem is when the learning becomes ahav to the person. That's the hisdapkus. The only thing that shayach is dapkus, in a sense that we both connect at something, is only shayach and Torah. The figure b'Torah shachayim b'zed le'moysev Yosef. Upir shalemoysev she'eni yageh ba'omu b'Torah. אף אגב שלא מר התאירה, רק שאין אומו בדובה, ואין אמק בהסייכו על החוימה שדובה בהדה. So the morale here is magdir a little bit what the union of what is this union of Amelus Betayra and so on. Amelus Betayra means when I take the given facts, the Mishnah says Shoshan Sapara or Abba Nazikin and so on, the more I work at it, at getting to understand the concept, knows the Gidrei HaDvarim as opposed to the Prote HaDvarim, that is the process of Amelus, and that's the process of taking Torah from the darga of just a physical mitzias to something above chayma. So amelus b'Torah means you work at extracting the nekuda from it. And b'mela all the schoolers in Torah of amelus b'Torah are because that's a mahalach of his gabrus haseichel al chayma. The Torah comes as dressed in chayma. These are the halachas. Now let's the head halacha itself. Forget about the parah and forget about the shayr. Gidrei mamon amazik is what. That is, in a certain sense, the omel haTorah. Umandel yolav pirshen eloymit klal chayev v'din k'tala. So somebody doesn't increase his learning, he slowly begins to fall apart. Somebody who doesn't learn at all, never learned, doesn't learn at all, is chayev din k'tala. You know, the first person had learned the facts. So let's say a person has a good memory. He learned through all of Shas and the Tanakh, and he knows it all. If he doesn't drive further to get more at the toichen of it, and that's really in a certain sense the pshat lasukish maitza libet hilchasa. Lasukish maitza also means to be done on the inyanim till I'm aimed on the finished product. Every time when I'm masik a shmaitz a libet hilchasa, the process is the process of this type of amela. For instance, I mean, if somebody asks me a shayla, and the answer is an open mishabura, and I don't know it because I don't know the mishabura, learning that mishabura is not a process. That's not called a sukkah shmaitz a libet hilchasa. A sukkah shmaitz a libet hilchasa means that the person has gotten a certain havana. The person, I'm iboy lehu. Whenever the Gemara calls me iboy lehu, the pshat in the iboy lehu is what's the principle? I'm you told me this and this halacha. In a different case, where I'm now testing which principle applies, what's the din? That's called asukishmaitze alibid hilchasa. I'm bringing it up, the nekudas, all the way up until I get to the halacha sheboy, rather than the case sheboy. I mean, for us, we think so, as a result is that we don't look at the Torah, we don't look at the Bisesiv. It's much deeper than that. I mean, the Gemara is talking about when it's just Gemara. The Shaila is, when I have a Mishnayos, I have facts. This is what it says, and I can use those facts in those cases. Asuka Shmaitz Lebuchasa is where I deher the Toichin Sheboy, and B'neila I can bring up Dinim from it. The only time Asuka is always a case. To get the din out of the case, I need to go through the process of getting it, of being oimed on the nekuda pnimis. Well, the figure who Yosef, uman lo yolav pirshin loimed klal, chaya bedin k'tola, kimach gatzon atayra, varim gizem is tnagin al atayra, umeivel av amisa, lefisha mal gatzon imena, vekacham mperk av akiva, nirshu di vetayra lenogit, נחשיב שימו כנגיד עם הדאבה מה נוגד זה ישביר אלה מסלחכיוס אף דיבטר שלנו הסחס the word nugget in this case means someone in power someone who has power so דיבטר has the power also in הסחס ונוגד מימס בכוח המשפט וכך הוא מקטול החייב וצולים במשפט הם נחקוסם על התאיר in other words this is something which is at the heart of the עצם opinion that it is mitzad the etzem toichen sheboy. It's something which can be meimis or mechaya, because it's the source for hashra. Bekavel shtei dvarim biyachad einen negid shmei avad shmei v'gam leimosif yosef leyolf kol echayev. So there's two inyanim: the negid shmei avad shmei and leimosif yosef leyolf kol echayev. The Kachem Perka Roy, it says, Omer Biyuda, Gimel Dvar Mekatsi Yomu Mishnoysa Shal Odom. Mi Shenoysen Loi Kois Levorech Vene Mevorech. U Mi Shenoysen Loi Sevetor Lukas Vene Kairi. Va Mani Gatsum Rabbanis. So, Mi Shenoysen Loi Sevet Lukas Vene Kairi Shnei Mekiu Chayech Vorech Emecho. Vi Kois Shal Broch Levorech Vene Mevorech Vestiva Vorechecha Vavorech Vorechecha. Va Mani Gatsum Rabbanis Omer Abba Vachanina Mibneima Mitzayza Kodim Echa Bechulu Shnei Gatsum Rabbanis Adkan. You have a three mother things clumped together with no shaykhs. Hare, kizochu gimul el dvorm biyachat. Nois nois evitoyu likreis. Bekoish al brochu levaruch. Omane gata rabonis. Kishloish al dvorm elu shetzorech el achayim. For chiyus you need these three things. Kimin Hashem yisborach bo hachayim al kol chay. Akarish baruch hu is gives chayim. In other words, as opposed to, and HaKadosh Baruch gives everything. HaKadosh Baruch gives racks, and he gives death, he gives everything. What he means is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being, is drawing Chaim. By the Atari, Yishat Vekas, by Yisbarach, Meshamano, Kama Pamim, or Beshvilkach, Mekabla Chaim, Veho'odom, Husha, Mekabla Chaim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashre Chaim, through Torah is the only thing that keeps, that's the bridge, and you have the constant hashpah. Because marchik me'echme me'katsi yomu shesha adam. So if a person misses, so you have three things. You have the person as a makabel, you have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a noisin, and you have the Torah as them tzoy. This is very similar, Moshe says, by a person that there are three. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, there was the Nefesh Chaim is the famous marshal of someone blowing into glass. So there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the glass blower, there's the pipe, and there's the glass that's being blown into. In other words, in a process of Hashpah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are three elements. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Mashpia, the Makabel of the person, and the Emtsoy of Torah. Bottom Musha Mekabachai, Mekashu Machik, Me'echet 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 וכאשר נויס מי קויס לבורך ואין המבורך, מה חיכת השם יסברך, השמית השפע יסברך. וראשי פיר שנמה ובורך ומרחך עדיין, כשנויס מי קויס לבורך ואין המבורך אז בעל הבייס, ולפי כך מה חיכת מן הברוכה. ולפי דייתי בחינם פיר שכן, דאף אם אין כאן בעל הבייס, ואיך משלהם נע מקומה. לא אירי עושם בבעל הבייס, על פירוש שדיקים עושה ואורכם 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 מכל שכי מי שברוך השבורך שהוא מסברך. וכאשר נויס נוי קוי של ברוך לבורך ומרח יקעת מהשם מסברך, אשר מיתה ברוך ולקח מקעת ביומה. והתוירה של יודע דווקס בו יסברך, בי כמו הם צוי בקש ברוך בין אדם, עד שדה יותר מקב לחיים. Just one second, I'm sorry. It was... says, so you have the person who's not, who's moneh himself from Koshal Bracha, and V'atayah shal yodah atveik zoi yisbarach v'ukim moyim tzoy ben ha-gashbon ha-odom ad shal de atoyah mekav l'chaim k'ash yirchak m'at toyah shal yodah atveik zoi yisbarach mekav tzi yomu v'shnoi sov shal odom v'amani gafim b'rabonis ein eroi tzi yis mekabu m'shef ha-chaim the person himself stop being a mekabu k'amani gafim b'rabonis oi sa'at zmei moishul v'acha the fish of Rosh Rabbanusay. They know it's at him a Kabul. Ka Kabola Shayach le Mishu Mashbal Atzmoy. Ok Moshe is bird of the Lamala lechein ilo shashu mekatrei yomoshon. So let's apply it Mames Zilu Maser. Vayipach ba'apov, that's where the Nafsha Chaim gives the marshal of a glass blower blowing into a glass. And the three stages, the one who's blowing, entering through, going through the pipe and into the person. That is, since chiyus is something that's not once done, then be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mechaye the bria. Chiyus, like it says, there are three mafteches that will in limsera, means that these are in yanim that are mitzan atzmam, they are continuous, not you know, one-shot things. The daimim is a pechina, even though Hashem brings the bria the whole time, but that's why through malachim, it means one can deher as if it's a dava kavua, and one can treat it with nature. Chiyus is something that you can't treat like that. So chiyus is ongoing, and anything that's ongoing needs three parts, like the original chiyus. You need the mechaya, has to be the mechaya. You need Tzoy through which Mechaya, and you need the Mekabel to be willing to be open to Kabbalah. And this is the Pirush of the famous Maim of Yisrael, Varaisa Kuchabrichu Chadhu. The Chadhu happens through Doiraisa. That's the only attempt of having some real Chibur between Akadosh Baruch Hu and Adam is through the venue of Talmud Torah. And Bemela in Ruchnius, the only place you find Elokim Chaim is mentioned by Matan Torah, because that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, is a constant Mashpia is through Torah, and Bemela the two things go together. Anyone who's has a sense of that he's full, that he's Baruch Hashem full and he doesn't need more, it does not have Atzlacha and it doesn't have Chiyus, and anyone who doesn't stone himself through Talmud Torah doesn't have any Hashpah. And then you have the Chazal, if a person Menea Baruch, then the Peshad is Ki'ilu, he's mocked in the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mevarach Debriya. That's the shtickle here. Any questions?
I didn't understand when the Mishnah says the Vayalas Katala Chayiv. It's mashma, not just that he's menatic himself from
right.
Makara Chayim. But
the Maral throws in an akuda here that he says Umali al Pirshe in a limit Klal Chayiv Bedin Katala. That some of you Bechal didn't learn then. I'm not sure, I mean, the Maral seems to be, that's what the Kuri seems to be saying. I'm not sure what that the Kuri is in the difference between the two in Yanim. In other words, he says, Kimakas na Torah, Vodim Kazem is Snagin Ella Torah, But again, it's all, he's saying Ke'ilu, the person is making a statement against it, but the comp that he's going with is that it's not a din with a din teretz, but it's that's the metzias. I don't have an answer for that.
Okay.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Yeah, good. I guess in Yonah the Yom is starting as man. It's a good stickler you could possibly get for starting as man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shkach.
Okay. Good.